Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the health watchdog has found a number of issues of non-compliance at Arskydoor Nursing Home. The son of Bloody Sunday victim Jared McKinney has said that he and his family don't want the soldier who killed him prosecuted. Former SDLP leader Mark Durkin has announced his decision to contest the European elections for Fine Gael. And Donegal midwife Philomena Canning has said that she is both relieved and saddened after settling her case with the HSE. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first the news. Insufficient evidence to confirm all staff at Arskydoor Nursing Home has received training in relation to the detection and prevention of and responses to abuse was one area of non-compliance discovered by HICWA. The health watchdog carried out an inspection on the nursing home in November of last year. Donal Kavanagh has more details.
Gaps were found within staff recruitment, appraisal and training, and in the arrangements to manage risk, maintain records, agree and implement policies, and also in the communications systems. Volunteers were involved in the centre. A sample file reviewed contained a job description and letter from external party confirming Garda clearance, but a suitable written agreement and official Garda vetting clearance document was not in place. Policies were not consistently implemented in practice, including policies on end of life and use of restraint. The inspector concluded that the dining experience for all residents required much improvement as a social occasion. The inspector was informed that fire safety training for staff and a number of simulated evacuation exercises had occurred throughout the year. However, gaps within fire safety training were found in the staff training matrix record. Policies and procedures were in place to protect residents from harm or suffering abuse and to respond to allegations, disclosures and suspicions of abuse. However, there was insufficient evidence to confirm that all staff had received training in relation to the detection and prevention of and responses to abuse.
The son of Bloody Sunday victim, Jared McKinney, says the British legal system is completely flawed. Kev McKinney, who now lives in Donegal, was 11 years old when his father was shot on January the 30th, 1972. Four British Army veterans may be charged later this month over the deaths of 14 people on Bloody Sunday. Mr. McKinney says he and his family don't want the soldier responsible for his father's death to be prosecuted, but rather an overhaul of the current legal system.
Here's the issue that I have, and I think I made the comment shortly after the Scottish inquiry came out. The British legal system is really what's on trial here. If you think about it, and you put logic in place, why should there even be some kind of consideration whether people would be prosecuted or not? The reality is, if I killed someone 20, 30, 40 years ago, would I not be brought to trial? The answer is that, yes. But because they're the British Army, they're getting a dispensation of some sort. That's absolutely wrong. But if this judgment comes out that they're getting a bye ball, well, then it says a lot about the British legal system, that it's failed, it's flawed, and it needs fixed. And if it continues like this, certainly in my time it won't be fixed. And if you look at now what's talked about, that if you're in the army and it gets a dispensation or it's been muted, that you'd have, if you committed a crime more than 10 years ago, that you would be let off with it.
20 additional Gardaí coming to Donegal has been described as a step in the right direction, but still far short of what's required to replenish the force to previous standards. It's estimated that a further 60 Gardaí on top of the impending 20 would be needed to bring the number back up to what it was in 2008. Donegal GRA spokesperson Brendan O'Connor says when the cuts are taken into account, the phrase extra Gardaí isn't a true reflection of the situation.
That's 20 Gardaí is only less than a quarter of what we have lost since 2008. So to think that we're back, we're only starting to make progress towards where we were a decade ago is, I suppose, a damning indictment of where we have been, the position we're in at the minute. And if those 20 Gardaí wouldn't, if every one of them were sent to the Garda traffic units, if the roads police in Donegal, it wouldn't even have bring it back the strength of where it was. We see the Milford District Apparently are getting 3 Gardaí. Well, we had two retirements there last year, so that would be a net gain of one. Again, I don't want to be negative. It's a positive. It's a good news story. But I think let's not get carried away ourselves. Our problems are far from solved, and this is only the beginning. So hopefully, if we were to see this repeat itself every 3 months for the next year, hopefully we will see ourselves getting back to a space where we could be and where the community would be getting the service that they expect and that they're entitled to.
And coupled with that, the extra Gardaí or the 20 Gardaí who are going to be deployed to Donegal don't necessarily have the equipment or tools to carry out basic duties.
Well, look, they're Garda trainees, so they're people who are at the very start of their career, and under the new training regime, these are people who have actually never dealt with the public, never carried out any policing function, so it's all new to them. But the other side of that is these people are full of enthusiasm and they're full of potential to bring to the organisation, and youth and new people and new ideas are the lifeblood of any organisation, and it's great to see that vibrancy being reintroduced, especially to the district who had no trainees in the last 4 years.
Former SDLP leader Mark Durcan will contest the European elections for Fine Gael. The former Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland and Foyle MP will be Francis Fitzgerald's running mate in the Dublin constituency. Mr Durcan left the SDLP in the wake of their partnership with Fianna Fáil. Proposals to allow convicted drink drivers to drive to work have been described as an insult to road traffic victims. Michael Healy-Raise put forward the idea, but it's been criticised by campaigners. Stephen Murphy reports.
Under the current laws, anyone caught drink driving faces an automatic ban from the road, but the independent Kerry TD has suggested a permit stall system, which could mean that while serving that ban, some drivers could still be allowed to use their car to get to work.
If you have perhaps maybe a young family who rely on a parent to earn their income, not only are they being put off the road, but maybe also they're losing their job.
It's been criticised by some campaigners. Leo Leggio's 16-year-old daughter was killed in a road crash in 2005.
It's a ridiculous proposal. The simple thing is, if you don't want to lose your licence, you've nothing to worry about, just don't drink and drive.
Michael Healy-Raise admits the idea is not perfect.
I am not for 1 minute saying this is a perfect plan. I know that this is going to work. All I'm saying is that I believe it should be looked at.
But Leo Leggio says even the suggestion is unhelpful.
To water this law down would be another insult to victims and another insult to road safety.
Transport Minister Shane Ross is reportedly considering the proposal.
Donegal midwife Philomena Canning has said that she is both relieved and saddened after settling her case with the HSC. Canning, who is suffering from terminal ovarian cancer, had sought damages from the HSC, who withdrew her indemnity insurance to practice as a midwife. Andrew Louth has more details.
In 2015, her indemnity was restored by the HSC, but it's understood she has not returned to work as a midwife since. In a Facebook post over the weekend, Canning said that the case has been set and that she is pleased with the outcome. Ms Canning said that it was the first day in almost 4.5 years where she woke without a shadow over her, the shadow of having been wronged. However, Ms Canning said that there is sadness too, knowing that her long-held ambition of bringing birth centres to the women of Ireland may never be realised. Canning then thanked family, friends and numerous people who had helped her with her campaign, as well as her doctors.
Government ministers will meet this evening to discuss Brexit, 25 days out from the UK's withdrawal. Ministers will meet informally to discuss the current state of play and to be briefed ahead of the St Patrick's Day trips abroad. They'll be told to emphasise to other countries that Ireland is fully committed to the EU. Ministers will also use the chance to take stock of where things are on housing, jobs, healthcare, climate change and other issues ahead of tomorrow's cabinet meeting. Meanwhile, Donegal hoteliers say they are as ready as they can be for Brexit. The government is being accused, though, of having a two-tier tourism industry, which its policy is failing to tackle. The Irish Hotels Federation, which is holding its annual conference in Kerry, says not every region of the country has had the same success. Donegal chairperson of the Irish Hotels Federation, Paul Diver, says while uncertainty remains around Brexit, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Brexit happened here in Donegal 2 years ago. We're ready for it as much as we can be. We've been working very closely with Fáilte Ireland, and we're about to roll out a marketing campaign in Northern Ireland to try and attract some of that market back, because we've found over the last 2 years the Northern Ireland market has just collapsed in Donegal. it's a very, very important market to us here in Donegal, and it's one that we're going to, you know, actively go back and target now over the next coming weeks.
Is it fair to say that hopefully some of the concerns raised, particularly among yourself and other hoteliers in rural parts of the country, will maybe be adhered to today? We know that in terms of Dublin hotels, there's a very big, sharp contrast there.
Yeah, you know, the tourism business in Dublin is completely different to the tourism business in rural Ireland. Here in Donegal, you know, we're very reliant on tourism. It's one of the biggest employers in the sector. But as I say, you know, we've known this has been coming for the last couple of years, and we've been working very, very hard. Thankfully, over the last couple of days, we've noticed that the sterling rate has increased a bit, and that's very good news for Donegal, because, you know, when the currency goes back up, it means more bookings directly here for us in Donegal. You know, so there is light at the end of the tunnel. You know, we'd still be very hopeful that even at this stage, you know, a deal can be done with Brexit. But as I say, you know, here in Donegal, we're as ready as we can be. Falch Ireland have been very good. You know, they've come to the table with extra marketing money, and, you know, hopefully that will counteract the trend that we've seen for the Northern Ireland market, and hopefully we'll bring that market back here to Donegal.
Aldi has agreed a one-year contract extension with Donegal-based premier juice producer Mull Rhymes that will see the business provide over €7 million worth of Irish-made fruit juices and smoothies to Aldi's 137 stores nationwide. Under the new agreement, Mull Rhymes will increase the volume of product it supplies to Aldi by over 20% year on year. It will also see several new innovative products developed exclusively for Aldi customers, including a premium 100% Irish fresh apple juice.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with extra savings this week when you shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 minutes past 5 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with athletics. And European indoor bronze medalist Mark English led the Irish team home this afternoon at Dublin Airport. Ireland were back on home soil from Glasgow as they toasted the success of the Letterkenny man. And Portaferry's Ciara McGeehan, who also won bronze in the 1500 metres on Sunday evening. It's a second indoor medal for English after a silver medal take 4 years ago. And it's his third major championship podium finish. He's also only the third Irish athlete to win multiple indoor medals. Mark was happy to be back in Dublin with a medal earlier.
That's amazing, yeah. Like, I didn't think I had the bronze coming around the final bend, and to hold on was a magnificent feeling. Yeah, just truly amazing. Been asked, like, what's more special medal to win, and it's definitely up there with Prague, even though Prague was a silver medal, but to do it after having had a few tough years is... It's a great boost for myself, my coach Steve, who's put in a lot of work, and from my sponsors who've been there throughout. So yeah, really, really happy. Definitely confirms that the first two weren't a fluke anyway, so amazing achievement to be up there with the likes of David Gillick and other athletes who've won multiple medals at indoor champs. So yeah, really, really happy.
Well, what a night it was last night for Mark English, taking that European indoor medal. Highlands Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal was impressed with English's performance.
Oh, very, very, very impressed. I mean, the question was, you know, would he get out? He was sharing a lane three, and, you know, on the radio yesterday, I said, you know, he needs to get out aggressively and basically own that lane, and that's exactly what he did. And he did everything perfectly, ran a very, 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 very good, intelligent race, and he was really out to get himself a medal, and it worked out extremely well, and, you know, fair play to him.
He had to work hard towards the latter stages of it, Patsy.
Well, you're always going to have to work hard, you know, because everybody's coming at you. And, you know, the Spanish boy came at him on the bend and he fought him off. That was key. That was key, because he could have lost the medal on that bend, on that last bend, and he fought him off and he held his position. And, you know, there was good fight in him. And that's as good as he's been for quite a while.
I suppose he had that serious determination after what happened on Saturday in the semi-final.
Yes, well, you know, you wondered would that have an effect on him, but no, he took that, he actually handled that extremely well. He handled it extremely well, and, you know, he took it in his stride, and for half an hour, he didn't know where he was coming or going, I suppose, in terms of getting up to the final, not being in the final. But once it was nailed down that he was in the final, he was bang on. He was really bang on then, yeah.
Highlands Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Well, operations manager with the Ireland team in Glasgow was Teresa McDade. Speaking to me earlier today from the airport, the Letterkenny woman was delighted to see the medals coming back to Ireland.
Every journey with a medal shortens the journey home without a doubt. And I suppose it's fantastic to see both Kira and Mark, you know, come back to both themselves and produce medals and really good form. Both raced, you know, remarkably well. They just treated everything really right. And certainly Kira was very, very close to that silver, but delighted to be home. And even, as I said, that year, there was a certain amount of development in this meet where you had, you know, with 18, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds in this trip that have gained such valuable experience. And we've had a few bumps and trips and bumps along the way, but that's life in athletics, and particularly indoor athletics.
Teresa McDade. You can hear more from Teresa and indeed Patsy McGonigal, and of course from Mark himself in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Now, moving on to soccer. Mavelle Community College beat Athlone CC 4-0 this afternoon to be crowned FAI School's Senior Girls National Champions. After losing out in last year's final, the Inishowen girls made sure on this occasion, winning out comfortably thanks to goals from Megan Havlin, Niamh McDonald, and two from Kerry Brown. Mavelle were 3-0 up by the 16th minute of the game. Mavelle manager Max Mulhall was delighted with the girls' determination.
Just that we're on the right side of this, because I suppose the school's 18 years in existence, and we've been in Gaelic football really, really strong throughout, you know, throughout the last number two decades, I suppose. But like, if you look at the actual standings, we've only won this cup once, well, twice today, thank God. So we've been in numerous finals, but like, it hasn't always gone our way. And I just think today, we lost all our semi-final number 17s last Tuesday, and I think we had that wee bit of extra bite today that if we weren't going to win today, you know, I had them kind of warned that, I don't know, give up football or whatever. But this is a long time coming, and I'm just delighted the Gaers performed today. It did look easy in the sense that we were 3-0 up by half time, but they were very threatening with their set pieces, and we never ever took the foot off the pedal, because, you know, we wanted this so much. It's been a long time coming, so it's just great to get over the line and get over the line comfortably as well. So I'll take 4-0. I'm delighted.
Brilliant stuff indeed. Mags Mulhall there, Mavelle Community College manager, on their 4-0 win today. The victory, of course, crowning them FAI Senior Schools Girls Champions for a 2019. Brilliant result. The action's not done yet for school sides from Donegal, because the FAA Dr. Tony O'Neill Senior National Cup semi-final for the boys is on tomorrow at Ray McSherry Park in Sligo. Cairn Donagh Community School going to the knockout stages once again against St. Louis Community College from Kilchima. That one starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Finn Harps are back in action tonight in Dublin when they take on Shamrock Rovers at the Talla Stadium. Ollie Horgan's men will look to bounce back from Friday night's 2-1 defeat to Sligo Rovers. They're going to have to do so without assistant manager Paul Hegarty on the sidelines. He's been banned for 3 matches following the incident at the end of the recent Harps Dundalk game. On the injury front, there's problems for Harps there too. Harry Ashcroft, Mark Tumlin and Sam Todd are all set to miss, while Gareth Harkin is a doubt. Mark Coyle is unavailable due to exams, and Sean Boyd cannot play as he is on loan from Shamrock Rovers. Kick-off time tonight is at 8 o'clock at the Talla Stadium, and we'll have updates here in Highland with Declan Drake later on this evening. Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman wants to stop talking about Declan Rice. The Everton defender admits he's disappointed the West Ham star, who played 3 friendly games for Ireland, has declared for England. The Donegal man says it's now time to move on.
Of course, massively disappointed. He's a top player, and we're seeing that week in, week out. But his career now, and good luck to him with England. But I think that subject needs to stop. He's not an Irish player anymore, and I think St. Louis have to talk about it, but you're talking about an English player, so there's no point.
Sheffield United can return to the Championship's automatic promotion places tonight. However, they go up against City rivals Sheffield Wednesday, who have lost just one of their last 12 league games. And in rugby, the Irish squad returned to training today as the countdown continues to Sunday's Six Nations match against France at the Aviva. It's hoped that Joey Carberry, Gary Ringrose and CJ Sander will be back in action after sitting out the win over the Italians due to injury. That's it, Michaela. Don't forget, we will have updates from Fun Harps against Shamrock Rovers tonight, as from 8 o'clock. And our next bulletin is tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the Department of Health on Bagot Street has reopened following the discovery of a suspicious package this morning. An envelope containing a powder which was sent to the Minister for Health was inspected on site after Gardaí and the Army Bomb Disposal Team were called to the scene. The package was deemed non-hazardous by technicians and has been handed over to Gardaí for further examination. The scene was declared safe at around 2:30 this afternoon. And a new initiative has been launched at Donegal Airport to entice travellers and others associated with the county to come here for a 10-day celebration this autumn. The Donegal Connect initiative is being delivered by Donegal County Council through the Donegal Diaspora Project, working with a range of public and private sector organisations. Rory Williams has more.
Donegal Connect will aim to strengthen links with Donegal people both on the island of Ireland and across the world by reaching out to them and inviting them to come home and connect again with the county. The objective of the initiative is to entice people to explore the county and discover what it has to offer, giving participants a first-hand experience of what it is like to live and do business in Donegal. Donegal Connect takes place from the 27th of September to the 6th of October. More information is available on donegalconnect.com.
For weather now, showers continuing this evening and tonight, some heavy with a risk of hail and thunder and merging to form more prolonged spells of rain. Some showers may be wintry over higher ground with lowest temperatures tonight of 1 to 3 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, insufficient evidence to confirm all staff at Arasgaidheoir Nursing Home has received training in relation to the detection and prevention of and responses to abuse was one area of non-compliance discovered by HICWA. The health watchdog carried out an inspection at the nursing home in November of last year. The son of Bloody Sunday victim Jared McKinney says the British legal system is completely flawed. Kevin McKinney, who now lives in Donegal, was 11 years old when his father was shot on January the 30th, 1972. 20 additional Gardaí coming to Donegal has been described as a step in the right direction, but still far short of what's required to replenish the force to previous standards. It's estimated that a further 60 Gardaí on top of the impending 20 would be needed to bring the number back up to what it was in 2008. And Donegal midwife Philomena Canning has said that she is both relieved and saddened after settling her case with the HSC. Canning, who is suffering from terminal ovarian cancer, had sought damages from the HSC, who withdrew her indemnity insurance to practice as a midwife. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, March the 4th. The death has occurred of Neil Colum Gallagher, due north Letchermacha Ward. His remains will be reposing at his late residence from this evening at 6 o'clock. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Bridget's Church, Letchermacha Ward, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Dunlow Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. The death has taken place of Grainne McFadden Knockfola. Remains are reposing at her brother Morris's house, Park Brinalac. Funeral mass in St Colum Kills Church Knockfola on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has occurred of Caroline Callaghan, née Duffy, 7 Killylaston Heights, Letterkenny. Caroline's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon, going to St Union's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, interment afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if wished to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. House private, please, family and friends welcome. The death has taken place of John Josie McCormick, 124 Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, with interment after in Cornwall Cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Cathal McHugh, Town Parks Convoy. His remains are reposing at his sister Movita McLean's residence, Town Parks Convoy. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, going to St Mary's Church Convoy for 1:00 Requiem Mass with burial immediately afterwards in the Old Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Brindley Manor Nursing Home and the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kennedy's undertakers. The death has occurred of Celine Deeney, Navanite Ballybuffet. Remains are reposing at her late residence from 6:00 this evening until rosary at 10:00 and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until rosary at 10 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cheshire O'Neill at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Tommy Sweeney, Meantá, Glenbar. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 9:00, funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenbar. Burial afterwards in Massmount Cemetery, Fannet, at the request of the deceased. And the death has occurred of Ned Connolly, 14 Kilcrow Road, Castlederg. Ned's remains are reposing at Lynch's Funeral Home, Castlederg, until 7:00 this evening. Funeral from the funeral home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11:00 in St Patrick's Church at Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Macmillan Cancer Care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director.